The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with Patty Searle. Somehow a Canadian snuck onto the podcast again. I apologize to my American friends and, you know, Canadian fearing people worldwide. I'll do my best not to let it again, but here she is. We're going to try and serve her. She is in Ottawa, started her cleaning company 2014. We're recording this in 2021. So she's had 7 years at it, serving residential. I got a little bit of her story, but I'd like to have her share it. So tell us about kind of how you started, what's happened, you know, a little summary between 2014 and today.
Well, first off, thank you, Mike, for allowing me to be a guest on your podcast. And thank you to all the listeners and viewers. So to make a long story short, I started the cleaning company when I went through a crazy separation. This was basically set up to help financially get restarted. I won't go into details. But fast forward, within 6 months, we had such incredible success. We had to hire people. At that time, we hired subcontractors. Fast forward, we've been an award-winning company. 2019, we won as Ottawa's favorite residential cleaning company. We've been nominated year after year for business awards, Women of Canada awards, small business awards, etc. So we've had a stellar team up to the pandemic. I had some subcontractors and also some staff. However, with the uncertainty of us being open or closed, we chose for a week or two to close. And most of our staff had quit. A lot of them ended up going on CERB, which in Canada is the Canadian Emergency Benefits. And fast forward 19 months, I jumped into the company to save it. And I have been the only one, so solo cleaning for the last 19 months, daily doing 2 to 3, sometimes 4 client contracts. So I've been able to maintain. We're still well over 6 figures in sales. We've had the same clients throughout. Mind you, we've been conscientious of who can utilize us or not. I've had to let some go. But at this point, I'm trying to avoid burnout and adrenal fatigue, which a lot of solopreneur residential cleaning company owners who are doing everything could run the risk of.
So A, thank you for that story. And I wish I could say, boy, that's, you're alone. No one ever has felt that way or going through that right now, but that is not the case. So I'm guessing you've got people jumping up and down in their homes, gyms, cars going, that's me. I know I am feeling this woman's pain. So that said, how can I serve you best today?
I think I know you coach on so many different topics. And right now for coaching for me is helping me find the time to rehire or make suggestions on where I can look to rehire the right people. And I say the right people because we've really niched the company. We have process, we have systems, we've got a pipeline. We've said no to clients. But we've niched in respect to clients that we serve are mostly military, OPP, RCMP, city police officers. So very high security profile type of client. So I'm very mindful of the type of cleaner and the background and security checks that need to be in place to help. I just want to back up and provide a little bit extra story. So prior to the cleaning company creation, I had worked for Health Canada and I was a government employee for 20 years. I had a top secret security clearance and right before the pandemic, I had left to jump into my company to work in it 100%. So while I did this off the corner of my desk and had incredible success, I also took a risk to leave that, the protection, the benefits, to run this. So I want to make sure I have the right staff and the right people here now and moving forward, because we're going into almost 10 years of running that.
Yeah. So let me jump in and see if I can't give you some help. First and foremost, we'll kind of go the bad news first, and then I promise we'll get to the good news. So don't leave me before we end. I can't emphasize, and this is, please don't hear me picking on Patty or anyone listening, but I do want to be clear as to what's going on. A lot of us don't make a big enough distinction between having a cleaning job and having a cleaning business. So when we are doing 100% of the cleaning or 80%, you know, I've got a helper, or my daughter-in-law helps, you know, any weird stuff like that, but generally it's us. That is a cleaning job. That is not a business. So all the systems and processes and potentiality in the world is great. But, and again, I promise we're going to get to the good part. I feel bad side is like, Pat's like, I call for help, but you're just yelling at me.
No, I completely understand this right now. And I have said that over and over. I just earned myself a job. So I get it. Bring it on.
Okay. So, and this is, I think Patty gets it. So I'm not trying to beat her, but this is for some of the other people out there, because I hear this a lot. And again, this is just real talk. Cause I talk to you guys day in, day out, and because it can be so painful, and there's two ways we can get into the situation. One is we just start as cleaners and we never get out. Two is where Patty's been. We start as cleaners, we hire, and for whatever reason, pandemic or otherwise, we come to the belief, right, wrong or indifferent, that it's just too much headache, right? In the pandemic, it's easier for me just to do it myself. And at the end of the day, if we don't have employees, it's either the belief I don't know how to do it, or I do know how to do it, but I don't know how to do it in a way that they bring me joy and help or actually make my life worse. So forget it, I'll just do it myself. So because we're walking around all day dealing with customers and cash and checks, and sometimes we even grow our business, we are almost, I don't say forced, but most of the time, a lot of times we'll choose to create protection mechanisms in our mind that it's not that bad. It'll be okay. It'll somehow fix on its own, which is fine if any of that were true. But the problem is it's not. It's a big deal. So I'm not saying this is making anyone feel bad. Sometimes I feel like people come to me and they're like, oh, but we're, you know, and again, you did a great job, Patty, of like kind of laying out, we have systems and processes, and I used to have employees, we won all these awards. So there's all these things that we tell ourselves to kind of make the pain stop, right? It's like, if I don't feel good and I'm like, I don't want to go to the doctor because I know he's going to tell me something bad. And then we don't go to the doctor. We're like, oh, I'm sure I just don't have energy. I just don't have this. I don't have that. And then, you know, if the doctor's like, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is it's cancer. The good news is we can fix it. And we'll say something crazy like, oh, maybe if I just stopped eating sugar, or maybe if I exercise more. And the doctor's like, no, it's going to be more than that. It's a bigger deal. So step one is to really, and some of you guys are there, maybe even Patty, and some of you aren't, is to really identify this is a big deal. So if we keep going around with that protection mechanism, right? When the doctor pokes at it, we're like, ah, we want to protect it. We don't want him to poke it, but we kind of have to feel a little bit of that pain to be motivated to fix it. So step one is to always kind of get naked with ourselves and just be like, how committed is this a big deal? And, you know, I'll hear, I don't want to say crazy things, but often untrue things like, and Patty's not saying this at all, so she's probably gonna give me a stink eye, but I love cleaning. I don't mind. It's fun. This is what it, blah, blah, blah. And again, I think that's another version of people saying things to make themselves feel better. What they really are saying is, I didn't get into this to clean. I got this to be a business owner, but I'm stuck cleaning. So as opposed to doing the hard work of going, I'll make the changes in myself and the world not to get clean, it's much easier just to go, but I love cleaning, right? So most people want to skip that first step of getting serious and going, this is a big deal. It is not the same having a job where I have to go clean. And if I don't clean, I don't get paid. That is not a business. That is a job. It is self-employed, different, maybe better than working for somebody else, but not a business. So just make that clarity. If you're like, that really is what I want. I love cleaning. I don't mind. All that's fine. That's okay. Give yourself permission. Just go live that life. Please don't hear any judgment. However, if you know that you know that you know deep down that's not the life that you want, you got to just be honest with yourself. Quit telling yourself it's going to be okay, because then when you have to do the hard things to go back and hire, you got to kind of burn that bridge and go, nope, I am no longer going to clean. pick a date and we're going to move on to the tools and how to actually do it. But there has to be that commitment. If it's like, I'd really like to not clean, but I'd like more to not have to hire anyone, have anyone no show, no call, any of the headache that goes with employees, I don't want that either. Well, you got to kind of pick your poison. So, all right, first and foremost is you got to decide. And that's with everything, not just this. And to decide, you have to be really brutally honest with how big a deal is this? And if you really do love cleaning, it really is no big deal. Don't listen to this podcast. It's not for you. Pick a different one. But if you're like Patty, if you can see Patty's face, for those of you on the podcast, her face is saying, no, I'm not okay with this. I have got to be done. And honest to goodness, I know it hurts and it doesn't feel great for you, Patty, but as a coach, I'm like, that's what I need. Patty, I can help. Cause she is like, if you saw, she's got her game face on. She is not fooling around. She's like, I can't, I won't, I've got to change. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, understand, you got to believe that you can do it. The most frustrating thing for me as a tactical guy is I always think everything's tactic. If you just follow the system, it'll work. But people come and they tell themselves, oh, because of COVID, because of this, because of that, it's impossible. No one can hire. I can give you every tactic in the world. But if your belief at the end of the day is, and trust me, we coach people in every province in Canada, every state in the United States, all of Australia, which is a freaking mess. Sorry, Australians. I love you guys, but you're a mess right now. We coach people everywhere. And there are people that succeed and people are getting their head handed to them. The people that are getting their head handed to them say things like, not that you said this, Patty, but Ottawa's different. You don't understand. And it's always people in my city are different. The government in my place is different. Something's always different, which again is giving yourself an excuse to not do the hard things. But then there's somebody else succeeding next to you. So how can that be? If it's the people in your area or your government, how is that guy or that gal? How do you walk into a McDonald's and a human being serves you a crappy burger for minimum wage, right? Or slightly above minimum wage? It's because it has everything to do with the mindset and the beliefs of the people coming in. So first you have to decide this is a big deal and I'm not willing to live this way anymore. Second, you have to believe you can be successful, right? Like they talk about learned helplessness. If you kind of fence a dog in as a puppy and he can't get over the fence, oftentimes it won't even try to get over the fence as an adult. It could just walk over, but it's learned helplessness and it has nothing to do with the dog's ability. It has to do with the dog's belief. So first you have to make a decision. You want to get over the fence. Second, you have to believe I can get over the fence. Because again, if we're going to say you don't understand Ottawa, Canada, United States, my government won't. Okay, then quit. Curl up and go get your government cheese and shut up, right? But if you're like, I can't have that, then you got to believe you can do it. Okay. So yeah. Once we get all that down, and again, we've got systems and processes, and I know that's mostly what people want, but we have a program for that. The real foundational belief that needs to, or the real foundational thing that needs to happen is to switch from hiring time for money people and moving to building a team around your core values or around shared core values. So this is something I've coached before the pandemic and I'll coach after the pandemic. And it's really important all the time. During the pandemic, it kind of becomes non-negotiable. So you made a really good point, Patty, and your experience is very common with, you know what? People just went and got their government cheese, right? Whatever they call it in Canada, whatever, we all have our version of you stay home and the government will pay for you. Typically that shows, you know how many people we lost on our thing during the COVID? None, not one, because 100% of our team members are down with our cause. They are here. We certainly pay them and they use that money to make their lives work and pay rent, mortgage, and all that good stuff. But frankly, they know and I know they can make more money. So not that we don't pay well, but if their only thing was, I want to make the most money possible, I'm sure they could look for 100 jobs and probably make a little bit of a raise, but that's not what they're here for. They're here because they're down with the cause of helping owners of cleaning companies grow. They are passionate and they care. And even if the government said, I don't pay you exactly what you get paid now, you just got to stay home. They go, no, I'm here because I love doing what I do. And I love these people I do it with. And I care about the clients that we have. We want to change lives and you couldn't pay me not to do that. Right. So yeah. If I had mercenaries or just here for the money, when someone else offers more money or the same money to do less work or no work, I got nothing to talk about. It's over, right? And even when, you know, we'll have people that'll have like a big company coming to town, a Costco or Verizon, or I don't know what they're in Canada, but a big company, it's like they offer, yeah, we all have them. There's in every country, there's big companies that they're like, they can offer more benefits. They can. But I promise, you know what the government can't offer? Any sort of mission or vision or any, it's shut up, sit down, get your check, wait in line, fill out a form. Like that's the life. And for those people, God bless them. The government, for the people that have been successful and for what's working for us right now and during this pandemic, it actually helped because we don't have to weed through the losers that are just here for a buck. They're already getting their government cheese. They're not talking to me. So it's really important that we do this non-pandemic. But again, when the pandemic hits, it is quadruply important because that's all we have to compete with. So just so you know, owner of a cleaning company, you're not going to be able to compete with the government. Bigger, there's always going to be someone that offers better healthcare, more money, better insurance, whatever the case may be that we can't compete with. And if you try and compete with that, you're going to lose. However, the government and big companies can't offer the, for us, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And for the people that are really committed to that, nothing's going to be different. For the people that aren't committed to that, we're never going to be able to pay enough. First and foremost, we have to really understand that it's a problem. Second, and be committed to solve it. Second, we have to have belief that we can fix it, right? If we feel like it's external circumstances and we have no control, we're going to be stuck. Third, we're going to hire based on core values, not based on money. And then finally, we need a system, a proven system that's going to back all that up, right? So if your system is, I put out an ad and no one shows up and I quit, we need a better system. Where are you advertising? What are you calling them for? If it's something like fast-growing cleaning company looking for hardworking people, you know, paid vacation, flexible hours, like every other stupid job. And you're like, why is anyone calling me? Because your ad's like every other single job. But if you have a core values-based ad and a core values-based hiring process, and you're matching the places that you advertise with where your people go, and your hiring ad, your follow-up to get them to the group interview, your group interview, the whole process, your website, anything you interact with lines up with your core values. Now you've got a system that works in pandemic, out of pandemic. So to sum up, mindset, beliefs, core value-based hiring, not money, and a system and a process that works, that's scalable. Okay. So that's the short version. Questions, comments, Rude to Mark, Patty?
Nope.
Easy peasy. All right. For any or all of you guys and gals that are like, hey, that sounds good, but I need more about the systems or the processes or whatever. We've done over 600 podcasts. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. You can get podcast videos, our free Facebook group. There's a 40-minute on-demand, maybe it's 50-minute on-demand training. That's the best summary that we're going to give you. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Well, here we are at the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. At 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.